WRCO-FM 100.9, Richland Center. It is 51 degrees at 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. A rash of vandalism following a police bust at a party in Los Angeles over the weekend. Just after midnight Sunday, authorities say several businesses, metro trains, and a police vehicle were damaged by an unruly crowd refusing to leave an alleged unpermitted rooftop event at what appeared to be an abandoned building. There were reports of people blocking two trains and spray painting the cars. Officers fired rubber bullets when the crowd refused to leave. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass says they are actively searching for those who committed the crimes.
It is unacceptable under any and all circumstances. And those people that perpetrated this have to be held accountable to the full extent of the law.
Authorities estimate more than 300 people were there. The Scripps National Spelling Bee celebrates its 100th anniversary this year. The first bee was held in 1925 when the Louisville Courier-Journal invited other newspapers to host spelling bees, too. This is ABC News. The latest numbers show the West Texas measles outbreak may be slowing down with only 6 new cases reported between May 20th and the 26th, but concerns of the spread still remain.
While the Texas outbreak may be waning,
this is the largest outbreak New Mexico has seen in many years.
Miranda Durham of the New Mexico Department of Health says 78 people have been sickened in her state. One person has died.
We have a highly effective and very safe vaccine that we've been giving for decades.
She's joined her colleagues in Texas in urging the unvaccinated to get the shot. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
In a social media post over the weekend, the deputy director of the FBI, Dan Bongino, says the Bureau will give a second look to some recent high-profile unsolved cold cases, including the pipe bombs planted at party headquarters the night before January 6th, the cocaine found at the Biden White House in 2023, and the leak of the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade in 2022. Stephanie Officer, ABC News.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
A high temperature in the low 70s today. A 30% chance of a few light showers, especially by midday. East winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy, areas of light rain, a low of 51. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, scattered light showers likely, a high of 68. Thursday, 73 with spotty light showers possible. And Friday, isolated rain showers and a high near 79. Northeast winds are at 3 miles per hour. Currently, after a midnight reading of 55, we're at 51 degrees. Today is Tuesday, May 27th, and it is officially time to start the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Fishing, fast cars and living. Out on the edge so far they're gonna need forgiving. Real men like football, cowboys and outlaws. Can't help but fly so high it's gonna hurt to fall. They like Saturday nights out on the town. They can get more than 40 hours, you know they're gone. They give it hell till they get it right. The kind every country girl's trying to find. Every girl's daddy's kind of guy. Ain't scared to pray, ain't scared to fight. They like Saturday nights out on the town, Sunday morning coming down. A pretty girl out on the dance floor spinning round and round and round they go. A cold beer and a dirty hand, calling home every chance they can to say I love you. They don't need a reason. Real men love Jesus. They don't believe in leaving. When the going gets tough, they just keep on keeping. They light Saturday nights out on the town, Sunday morning coming down. A pretty girl out on the dance floor spinning round and round and round they go. A cold beer and a dirty hand, calling home every chance they can to say I love you. They don't need a reason. Real men love Jesus. Real men love Jesus.
Michael Ray on WRCO as we start the day in a positive way. Well, where did the weekend go? Memorial weekend in our rearview mirror now, and we look ahead. Things start to fly now. Lots of things going on with high school graduations and getting into summer vacations here, especially by next week for the local youngsters. So, yeah, the time has gone by fast, that's for sure, and this is the time to savor. I always say in Wisconsin, we only have about 3 good months of weather, you know, and that's being kind of sarcastic and cynical. But for me, this is the best time of year. And last night, sitting out with a little bit of a breeze and sunshine and over the weekend in general, just some really awesome weather. So we're in line maybe today for a few showers later on today, especially beginning around midday. It doesn't look like a huge amount, but could be in line for a little bit. So we'll have more about that from the experts. Tony Schumacher will check in later this hour during today's exciting edition of the Light in the Milk House Show. Here's Tom T. Hall.
She walks through the corn leading down to the river. Her hair shone like gold in the hot morning sun. She took all the love that a poor boy could give her and left me to die like a fox on the run. Like a fox.
Like a fox.
Everybody knows the reason for my fall. A woman tempted me down in Paradise Hall. This woman tempted me and she took me for a ride. Like a lonely fox, boys, I need a place to hide. She walked through the corn leading down to the river. Her hair shone like gold in the hot morning sun. She took all the love that a poor boy could give her and left me to die like a fox on the run. Like a fox,
like a fox
on the run. Oh, we'll drink a glass of wine, boys, to fortify our soul. We'll talk about the world and the friends we used to know. I see a string of girls who have put me on the board. The game is nearly over and the hounds are at the door. She walked through the corn leading down to the river. Her hair shone like gold in the hot morning sun. Oh, she took all the love that a poor boy could give her and left me to die like a fox on the run. Like a fox.
Like a fox.
Tommy Overstreet on WRCO's Light in the Milk House Show. 5:13, a reminder, a Red Cross blood drive will be happening today from 12:30 until 5:30 at the Lone Rock Community Building. Appointments are preferred by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or by going online to redcrossblood.org. The Friends of Blue River Farmers Market will be held coming up today. That's going to be happening between 4 and 6:30 at Blue River Park, West Side. For more information, contact Kitty at 608-571-7178. And the Rolling Hills Toastmasters Club will be meeting tonight from 6:30 until 8. Meetings are held at Eagle School in Classroom 2 and are hybrid, so you can join by Zoom. The number to call is 608-604-7743 to get connected. Here's Tommy Cash on the Milk House Show.
So this is love.
This is love.
I've never been here before, and when I leave, I won't come back anymore. For everything I've met since I've been here has only brought me pain. So when I leave, I won't come back again. Well, here I am on the corner of heart and mind, and the citizens of love are running blind, breaking one another's hearts and crying all the while, just like pain was going out of style. So this is love.
This is love.
I've never been here before, and when I leave, I won't come back anymore. For everything I've met since I've been here's only brought me pain. So when I leave, I won't come back again. Where should I go from the corner of heart and mind? Love is in the state of confusion all the time. Heartaches are always present, makes no difference where you turn, and the taxes take what happiness you earn. So this is love.
This is love.
I've never been here before, and when I leave, I won't come back anymore. For everything I've met since I've been here has only brought me pain. So when I leave, I won't come back again. So when I leave, I won't come back again. So when I leave, I won't come back again.
Wake up, smell the coffee, and flip on the Milk House Light. Brought to you by local favorite Brouhaha.
Memories were made, challenges were met, and dreams are in motion. Congratulations, graduates of Kickapoo and Lafarge High Schools. This salute is sponsored by Walsh's Ace, Cardinal Glass CG, WCCU Credit Union, House on the Rock Resort and Attraction, and Ring Brothers Classic Auto Body.
Calves were steady to stronger, with slaughter cows steady at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein bull calves sold up to $900 per pound, and down with the beef crossbred calves up to $1,360 per pound. The better conditioned cows sold up to $139, with thin, questionable health cows selling lower. The 5 to 765 pound beef steers and bulls, they sold from $298 to $340 per pound. The red springing beef cow sold at $2,350. Our next Wednesday, May 28th, will be our annual beef bull sale. Many of the bulls have been semen tested. We expect to get started selling the bulls by 1:30. Our next feeder sale will be on Friday, June 6th, starting at 1 o'clock. Since our last feeder sale, we've been getting many calls for more feeder cattle to go on pasture. Be sure to contact Darren, Colton, or Jim at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola to get your cattle on our sales list for the upcoming sales.
Freedom comes at a cost. Today we remember the heroes who paid the ultimate price so we could live free. Thank you. This salute is made possible by Cobus and Bus, honoring those who served.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Come have breakfast on the farm. The 41st annual Iowa County Dairy Breakfast is being held Saturday, June 7th, serving from 6:30 to 10:30 a.m. This year, the Iowa County Dairy Breakfast will be held at the Dylan and Brianna Handel Family Farm in Barneveld. Come enjoy a full meal of pancakes, eggs, sausage, yogurt, applesauce, and cheese, and top it off with a Culver's frozen custard. There'll be live entertainment, kids' activities, a petting zoo, and you can enjoy walking around the farm. Adults are $10, children 5 to 10, $5, and kids 4 and under are free. There's no parking at the farm. Park at Vortex in Barneveld and enjoy a short bus ride through Barneveld to the farm.
An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Hometown baseball from yesterday. It was Muscadet getting the win against Ridgeway 10-1. Dodgeville shutting out Argyle 8-0. Scholesburg-Benton 4-1 over Hollandale. Verona was a winner 3-2 over Belleville in 12 innings. Wyota 12-4 over Blanchardville. And Arena edged Pine Bluff-Mount Horeb by a final score of 3-2. Jackson Churio homered on the opening pitch. It was the Brewers defeating the Boston Red Sox 3-2 yesterday. Milwaukee pushed the lead to 2-0 in the fifth on consecutive doubles by Joey Ortiz and Andrew Monasterio. The Milwaukee starter Chad Patrick pitched 5 2/3 scoreless innings, giving up 3 hits while walking 2 and striking out 6. D.L. Hall, fresh off the 60-day injured list, came on to relieve Patrick with Jaron Duran on base. Hall retired Rafael DeVeers on an easy ground out to first to end the threat. Well, the Red Sox have a name to starter for tonight. The Brewers getting set to host. Aaron Savalier will be starting for Milwaukee. Also yesterday on Memorial Day, a few other games. The Cubs were winners against Colorado 3-1. Arizona 5-0 over Pittsburgh. San Diego 4, Miami 3. American League action, Toronto 2, Texas 1. Tampa Bay 7-2 over Minnesota. And the Yankees beat the Angels 5-1. Interleague play, Detroit 3-1 over San Francisco. Baltimore 5, St. Louis 2. Cincinnati 7-4 over Kansas City. Mets 2-1 over the White Sox, and the Dodgers 7-2 winners against Cleveland. Oklahoma City came back to win against Minnesota 128-126 as Oklahoma City takes a 3-1 lead in the series in the NBA playoffs. And the NHL playoffs saw Carolina skate by Florida. That final was 3-0. And that's a look at sports.
Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green has proudly served local communities since 2013 with daily deliveries throughout the entire area, including Richland Center. Tri-County Building Supply is locally owned and operated. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company lives and works here and cares about the same things you do. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company. Call Tony or Dana at 647-2972 for a free quote. And Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Richland Center, provides service you can trust. Services as close as calling 649-4488.
51 degrees in Richland Center. We're headed towards 71 later and a 30% chance of a few light showers, especially by midday. Areas of light rain tonight and a low of 51. Again, it's 51 degrees. That's the overnight low. And it is time now for the aerobic polka powered by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z. Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff,
just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Fenimore.
All right, let's kick it today with the aerobic polka.
I'm first generation American, born Polish and proud of it. My folks were born and raised in the old country. They worked real hard and did things right and believed in the Lord above. And it's made a better person out of me. A house and barn. We had cows and ducks and chickens too. My mom would sing, my dad would play the old Costaro high school way, and I grew up to sing this song for him. I'm first generation American, born Polish and proud of it. My folks were born and raised in the old country. They worked real hard and did things right and believed in the Lord above. And it's made a better person out of me. Later on, while in high school, I rock and roll and I was cool. Mom and dad said, "Hey, Jude, stop doing." I formed a polka band and travel and sang across this land. Now they say that we're one of the best. I'm first generation American, born Polish and proud of it. My folks were born and raised in the old country. They worked real hard and did things right and believed in the Lord above. And it's made a better person out of me. First generation American, born Polish and proud of it. My folks were born and raised in the old country. They worked real hard and did things right and believed in the Lord above. And it's made a better person out of me.
Eddie Blazancik and the Versatones and Polish and Proud of It polka right there. Well, it's 5:26. We're a handful of minutes away from our next update, Farm News and Markets today. This is John Barry on WRCO FM 100.9.
Reason.
great John Barry on WRCO. Thank you for starting your day right here with the Light in the Milk House show. It's going to be a busy day high school sports-wise with conference golf and track and the beginning of WIAA softball as well for some schools and regular season baseball and soccer. So certainly a busy day, and coming on the weather, we'll see how it goes with a little bit of light rain in the forecast for later today. Right now it is 51 degrees.
This farm news and market update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Credit conditions are deteriorating. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. A policy advisor at the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago says there are concerns over the amount of credit deterioration occurring in the ag sector. David Opendahl says low commodity prices and high input costs continue to plague agriculture in the first quarter of the year.
There is increase in demand for non-real estate loans. There was some additional renewals and extensions on loans from last year and lower repayment rates.
He tells Brownfield a recent survey of 7th District bankers shows the trend is expected to continue. Opendahl says one economic bright spot for farmers is the slumping ag economy brought cash rents in the region down 2% from 2024. A research veterinarian says requirements for testing dairy cattle prior to fairs and exhibitions will probably remain as is, even with the new H5N1 herd testing program. Dr. Keith Paulson with the Wisconsin Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory tells Brownfield, show animals going to fairs and shows still need to be tested for the virus just before the event.
When we're thinking about putting lactating cows together in barns for exhibition, sale, county fair, state fair, World Dairy Expo, those are going to be on the same testing schedule within 7 days. And that's really because that once a month isn't enough for that higher risk event.
Paulson says for states like Wisconsin and Minnesota, the timing of the herd's monthly test might not match up to the cattle show date, and it does not test the individual cow.
We'll see that tank go positive 14 to 16 days before they start seeing clinical signs on that herd. So if we are looking at, let's say, 20 days before, 18 days before, it's possible that we could miss it depending on that timing. And the consequence of missing that is large.
Paulson says he does not expect Wisconsin's show animal testing requirements to change anytime soon. Time is running out for Wisconsin farmers to enroll in the Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program. Brian Leffelholz with Wisconsin's Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection tells Brownfield, this year, USDA's Farm Service Agency is watching enrollments closely to prevent going over the 28 million acre national cap in the twice-extended 2018 Farm Bill.
This year is going to be kind of a rush because we have 3 weeks, essentially, to get the enrollments in. But typically for CREP, it's considered a continuous sign-up program where landowners have the majority of the year to sign up.
He says in Wisconsin, landowners can enroll in either a 15-year contract, a perpetual conservation easement, or a combination of the two options. Leffelholz says landowners receive payments from both federal and state governments for installing grass filter strips, forest buffers, and grass waterways. He recommends going to the Farm Service Agency office to figure out what works best for the farm. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
For more than 50 years, farmers have tuned in to listen to Brownfield market news on their local radio stations. Today, Brownfield's in-depth market information is available on multiple platforms. Viewers can sign up for Brownfield's weekly commodity market update e-newsletter delivered on Tuesday afternoons. Visit previous programs or submit questions for the next show by visiting weekly commodity market update at brownfieldagnews.com.
Hello, this is Chase Hesitune with Tim Stock Auction Realty with sale results and upcoming events. We had a rainy day sale, but a good crowd. Large squares topped at $260 a ton and large rounds at $85 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Beer Mirror, Wildlife Series, Budweiser, Jim Beam decanters, and much more. Online only auction ending May 28th at 6 p.m. Soft close. Looking to buy or sell your real estate? Give us a call, 608-723-4020, or go to www.timstockauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hesitune. Have a great day.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we ensure your peace of mind.
Back in 1933, a new car only cost about $600, and a gallon of gas was around 18 cents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and while we can't make the cost of gas or cars go down, we can help you with auto insurance, now offering GEICO. Contact us at richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137.
Protecting the U.S. cattle herd from New World screwworm. Good morning, I'm Megan Grabner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report, brought to you by Propane. The Propane Farm Research Program offers compensation for using propane equipment. More information is available at propane.com/PFRP. New World screwworm continues to move north through Mexico, putting the U.S. cattle herd health at risk. Colin Woodall, CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says if the pest enters the U.S., it would be detrimental to the cattle industry. He says work is being done to jumpstart a domestic facility that could produce male sterile flies, the only way to eradicate it.
We have been working with Congress for months now, ever since we saw the New World screwworms come into Mexico back in November, talking about our domestic needs to put in place funding, in particular for a domestic facility that can produce the sterile New World screwworm males. Now that the screwworms are getting closer to our border, we do hope that it gets Congress's attention and they spend more time trying to identify the funds that are needed to build a facility here in the United States. We also know that Secretary Rollins is working very hard to also find the funds which she can utilize in trying to put in place a facility, because we know that the facility that's in Panama is not going to have the capability to produce enough sterile males for us to stop and ultimately push this pest back into South America. We're going to have at least double that production, if not more, to be able to do that. The best place to do it is going to be here in the United States.
He tells Brownfield even if the funds are made available, it will take some time to get a facility up and running.
The question is, will the federal government be able to use emergency powers to prevent a lot of the permitting that typically steps up and prevents projects from moving forward? This is an emergency situation. This is not only an animal health situation for not only cattle, but all warm-blooded animals, but it is a threat to dogs. It is a threat to humans. Anything that is warm-blooded can carry these animals. And also, we have to keep in mind that anything that hurts the cattle industry is a detriment to our food supply, our food security. And we know that food security is national security.
I'm Megan Grabner for Brownfield.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13 bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. If it's been a minute since you've been in, you should stop by. We spent this spring ripping out our tile floor, moving shelving, polishing the concrete floors, putting the shelves back, and then moving departments and adding lots of new items. My crew and I have been super busy. We're almost done with the indoor improvements, just in time to help you with all your outdoor projects. The greenhouses are open and the plants are happy and healthy. Our lawn and garden department is brimming with everything you need to get your yard in shape. We updated our computer system last fall, and with that came the ability to offer you same-day pickup. You can hop online to doitbest.com, find our store, and shop our inventory right from home. Submit an online order, we do the shopping for you, and we'll send you a message when it's ready for pickup. We are still your great big store with small town smiles and appreciate your shopping local.
Commodity markets are closed Monday in observance of Memorial Day. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn were lower Friday, pressured by profit-taking and planting pace expectations. July beans were 70 and a quarter lower at 1060 and a quarter. August was down 6.5 at 1056. July corn was 3.5 lower at 459 and a half, and September was down 3 and a quarter at 437 and three quarters. Live cattle were mostly higher and feeders were up, waiting for direct business in the South and the on-feed numbers, which were out after the close. June live was up 17 at 215.80. August was down 5 at 210.45. August feeders were 60 higher at $300.37. And on technical selling, June hogs Friday were down 40 at 98.30. July lean was 50 cents lower at 101.55. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Eating your way to better health today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Dr. David Katz heads the Prevention Research Center at Yale University. And as he began his medical career in 1993, the American Medical Association released a report listing the 10 top causes of death in the U.S.
What captured my imagination is that the first three entries on the list of 10, tobacco, poor diet, and lack of physical activity, accounted for 80% of premature death and chronic disease.
Fast forward to today, says Katz.
Partly because we're smoking less, that's a good thing, but also partly because there's so much junk where food ought to be. Diet quality measured objectively is the single leading predictor variable for premature death from all causes in the United States today, full stop.
Katz says a 2023 study taken in Potsdam, Germany, compared the effects of smoking, eating, and physical activity. Those who were doing the right thing in all three categories, he says, were substantially healthier.
Over a multi-year span, these people had an 80% lesser incidence of all major chronic disease. And now imagine a world where 80% of that is gone from the world around us. That's what food as medicine can help achieve.
More tomorrow. You can also learn more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business, hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sale every Friday morning starting at 9. This week's sale is an all-beef sale, new crop calf yearling sale. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to BloomingtonLivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Don't miss out on slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street, Reedsburg.
A dairy group says the proposed healthy labeling rule for food will steer consumers away from healthy dairy products. I'm Larry Lee with the Dairy Update on Brownfield. Researcher Sherry Bunting with the American Dairy Coalition tells Brownfield the proposed changes to the labels would push consumers away from nutrient-rich dairy products.
There's always been a healthy labeling rule But now they're trying to bring nutrition back into it, but they're failing because nutrient-dense foods like dairy will be discriminated against unless they are non-fat and low-fat.
Bunting says the proposed new front-of-label nutrition label would also rate the product as low, medium, or high in saturated fat, sodium, and added sugar.
So it kind of makes consumers look at that rating on the front and then not pay attention to the actual nutrients the food may provide on the back. So I think it confuses people.
Bunting says her research shows the only dairy foods that would qualify under the proposed labeling rule would be low-fat and non-fat unflavored yogurt and non-fat milk. Yet dairy delivers three of the four nutrients government agencies say are under-consumed.
I think dairy has a good case to make here that it's a nutrient-dense product or food and beverage, so that if you are going to consume saturated fat in your diet, you're going to get all of these nutrients with it, and so we can be judicious about that.
Bunting is hopeful the December report of 2025 to 2030 dietary guidelines being reviewed by secretaries of the Food and Drug Administration and USDA will lead to more emphasis on nutrient density and less emphasis on naturally occurring saturated fats in foods. The cash dairy markets were closed for the Memorial Day Monday holiday. When the markets closed Friday, dry whey was unchanged, cheese was down, butter was up, and non-fat dry milk was up. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Stopped off at the Quick Sack for some beer and cigarettes. The old man took my money as he stared at my Corvette. He said I had one just like her son in 1963. Till a man down at the bank took her from me. Oh, she was hotter than a $2 pistol. She was the fastest thing around. Young man's dream, she turned every head in town. She was built and fun to handle, son. I'm glad that you dropped in. She reminds me of the one I loved back then. I handed him my keys and said, here, take her for a spin. The old man scratched his head and then he looked at me and grinned. He said, son, you just don't understand. It ain't the car I want. It's the brunette in your bed that turns me on. I had one that was hotter than a $2 pistol. She was the fastest thing around. Long and lean, every young man's dream. She turned every head in town. She was built and fun to handle, son. I'm glad that you dropped in. She reminds me of the one I loved back then. Lord, she was hotter than a $2 pistol. She was the fastest thing around. Long and lean, every young man's dream. She turned every head in town. Was built and fun to handle, son. I'm glad that you dropped in. She reminds me of the one I loved back then. She reminds me of the one I loved back then.
George Jones at WRCO Radio. Wow, it's crazy around here. You'd think it was a Monday, but it's a Tuesday, but actually it is a Monday. So, oh well. I'm confused, but here we go. It's 51 degrees. We're headed towards 71 and maybe a few light showers later today, especially tonight. Tony Schumacher has more of the scoop coming up when we check weather. Right now, a story song from Lefty Frizzell.
I was born in Saginaw, Michigan. I grew up in a house in Saginaw Bay. My dad was a poor, hard-working Saginaw fisherman. Too many times he came home with too little pay. I loved a girl in Saginaw, Michigan. The daughter of a wealthy, wealthy man. But he called me that son of a Saginaw fisherman, and not good enough to claim his daughter's hand. Now I'm up here in Alaska, looking around for gold. Like a crazy fool, I'm a-digging in this frozen grounds of coal. But with each new day, I pray I'll strike it rich, and then I'll go back home and claim my love to Saginaw, Michigan. I wrote my love in Saginaw, Michigan. I said, honey, I'm a-coming home, please wait for me. And you can tell your dad I'm coming back a richer man. I hit the biggest track in Klondike history. Her dad met me in Saginaw, Michigan. He gave me a great big party with champagne. Then he said, son, you're wise, young, ambitious man. Will you sell your father in a lawyer Klondike claim? Now he's up there in Alaska, digging in the cold, cold ground. The greedy fool is looking for the gold I never found. It serves him right, and no one here is missing him. Least of all the newlyweds of Saginaw, Michigan. For the happiest man and wife in Saginaw, Michigan. He's ashamed to show his face.
After years of hard work and countless memories, this milestone shines. Graduation day has arrived for Richland Center High School. Brought to you by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Jones Chevrolet, Osborne Stump Removal, and Dairyland Transportation.
Before the cows are up, we are. Powered by Brouhaha. It's the Light in the Milk House Show on WRCO.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
ET Foods and the Bag Center have received a new shipment of farm plastics, now available at the Bag Center. Call for pricing and availability. At ET Foods, check out the great deals on select Del Monte vegetables, available by the can or by the case. The 12-count case is just $8. Also featuring Bacalars at $4.50 and Nathan's Beef Franks only $2.50 for an 11-ounce pack. Find them 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish Road South. That's ET Foods and the Bag Center, serving the community with quality and value.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust, Wegner Auto, 647-3443.
Start your morning the dairy best way at the 34th Annual Sauk County Dairy Breakfast, Saturday, June 7th from 7 to 11 a.m. at Narrows Dairy, Nolden Family Farms in Rock Springs. Enjoy pancakes, scrambled eggs with ham, sausage, cheese curds, Culver's custard, and more. Plus, live music, clogging, and visits from Alice in Dairyland and the Wisconsin Fairest of the Fair. See robotic milkers in action and meet the cows at this working family farm. Tickets are available at the gate, just $10 for adults, $5 for kids 5 to 11, and under 5 eat free. Follow the signs and find full details on the Sauk County Dairy Breakfast Facebook page.
On this Memorial Day, we salute those who served and never came home. The courage that lives on in the heart of our nation. A message of remembrance from American Legion Post 433 and Utter Brothers Creamery, where freedom is always honored.
Your favorite meals, your favorite station, Richland Family Restaurant and WRCO Studios.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it does look a bit unsettled here this week. We've got a weather system swirling away just to our southwest with some light showers. Those could move in here by late this afternoon and this evening and be a little bit damp yet into tomorrow. Rain totals, though, look to be pretty light, like a quarter inch or less through tomorrow evening. Otherwise, mild temperatures will be with us for the week. In fact, getting warmer later in the week with more sunshine. Still a few weak disturbances around, so we can't rule out a stray afternoon shower or thunderstorm. And then the warmest weather yet should come in by the end of the weekend, thanks to the jet stream bulging north into Canada, and we see a warm southwest wind flow across the region. There are signs that we could get a more organized rain by about the early to mid part of next week. Here's your forecast for today. Mostly cloudy, 30% chance of some scattered light showers, especially by midday. High temperature near 71, east wind 5 to 10. Tonight, cloudy with areas of light rain, low 51. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered light showers likely with highs in the upper 60s, northeast wind between 5 and 10. On Thursday, partly sunny, spotty light showers possible, low 49, high 73. Heading into Friday, partly sunny and warmer, an isolated afternoon shower or thunderstorm is possible. Low near 51 with a high of 79. Saturday, mixed skies and mild. 30% chance of a shower or thunderstorm for the afternoon. Low 51 with a high in the mid-70s. Sunday, lots of sunshine and warm. Low 49, high up to 79 degrees. And Monday, warmer yet with mostly sunny skies. Low in the 50s with a high near 82. You have yourself a good morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
51 degrees with cloudy conditions. Yesterday's high was 73. The record high, 96 in the year 2018. Record low, 33 in 1983. Last year's high, 29. Also, the low, that is, was 54. And the high was 79 a year ago. Sunset will happen at 8:31 this evening. Sunrise time tomorrow morning will be at 5:27. Northeast winds are at 3 miles per hour. Barometer is up slightly at 30.25. No precipitation today, and again with cloudy skies. We are at our overnight low. It is 51 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 Richland Center, where our update at 6 is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, providing quality service and equipment for all water systems, and by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. There's been an explosion at a chemical plant in eastern China so powerful it knocked out windows at a storage warehouse more than 2 miles away. Thick plumes of black smoke can be seen rising from the plant that manufactures pesticides and chemicals for medical use. More than 500 employees work there. President Trump now threatening to pull billions in federal funding to Harvard so it can be used instead to build more trade schools and skilled labor, he says. That following the president's demand that Harvard turn over lists of foreign students enrolled at the university.
A judge has temporarily blocked the administration's ban on international students at Harvard. A hearing on the matter is set for Thursday. The fate of nearly 7,000 international students hanging in the balance.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio. A man in his 50s driving a vehicle into a crowded street in Liverpool, England. People had been celebrating Liverpool's win in the Premier